Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you, talking some Wyoming Cowboy football. Pokes getting ready for Boise State Saturday evening. We've got senior wide receiver James Price joining us on the program. James, you anxious to get back out on the field and especially get back at home to open up conference play?
Yes, I'm very excited. Thank you for having me.
Hey, not a problem. How did you spend the bye week this past week?
We still had a solid week of practice. We used this week to definitely get our feet back underneath us, but we still came out and practiced three or four times throughout the week and, stayed sharp on our assignments. But other than that, I used the time well, just to get caught up on every aspect of life heading into this game week.
Yeah, definitely so. And with Boise State looming, having that extra time, that doesn't hurt. How much time was spent on Boise State, or was it just more fine-tuning some things during last week, Monday through Saturday, basically?
I'd say a solid balance of both. We definitely, with an opponent like Boise, we want to prepare as much as we can. And, we did have that advantage of, having an extra week. So we're going to, utilize it. But I think we definitely need to fine-tune some things, for ourselves this week, and I think we did that.
Have you seen quarterback Tyler Vanderwall evolve as a player through the first four games from, against New Mexico State? It very maybe scaled back for him to having to go out and make plays against Wofford. How have you seen him evolve?
I think it's come down to his confidence level. I think he's evolved well, and he's, definitely still got a lot of room to grow, but he's rose to the occasion, and I think he knows that his mindset controls how he plays, and I think he's developed, as the maturity level goes on. And so we're excited to see, what the future has in store for him. But we're pretty proud of him right now, and we're just trying to make sure that we keep progressing as an offense.
On that game-winning drive, I'm curious, does anybody try and light the mood? You're down 14-10 with under 2 minutes to play, and you go on an 80-yard drive to win the game, needing to go 80 yards. Does somebody lighten the mood, or is it all business in the huddle right beforehand?
I think it was a collective thing as a group. We kind of looked each other in the eyes, and we're like, everybody take a deep breath. We practiced this. This is a situation we've been waiting for. Let's go make plays and let's go put the ball, in the end zone. And so I think, as a group, we kind of rallied together and realized that this is a high-pressure situation, but we don't have to make it seem like the end of the world. We just have to go down and execute. And I think I was really proud of the team in that moment, just stepping up and seeing that maturity level.
How often do you guys practice two-minute drills and stuff?
Very often, almost daily.
Yeah.
We take a lot of pride in practicing those situations. Because, when the game's all on, those are the situations that matter.
Talking to James Price, Wyoming senior wide receiver, joining us here in the Sports Zone. How much confidence, and you said it a little bit, but when you're down in that situation, you guys had back-to-back drives really in that Wofford game. It was Wofford, but how important was that final drive to get into the end zone and just get a win? I know Coach Bull said, we just want to be 1-0 as beat up as you guys were. That seemed like it was kind of huge. How much momentum do you think can be taken out of that?
A lot of momentum. And I think, we take pride in our wins. And, that's the important thing is getting the win. That drive and that win as a team collectively was huge for us, carrying momentum into the bye week and then, into conference play. But, I think it really sets the tone for us as far as our maturity level and our ability to finish.
You guys it looks like you're going to get Nico back, and it's very interesting to see. And listen, I think Xavier and Javon both are solid running backs, and they're going to be really good running backs, I think, at Wyoming. But Nico, what does he bring that is just a little bit different in terms of how you guys operate as an offense, you think?
I think he just brings that senior leadership, that initiative to be great and step up and make plays. And I think that's what we really appreciate out of him, as a senior captain, that's what we expect. And I think, mentally he enjoys rising to the occasion and stepping up to make plays. So we're excited to have him back. But like you said, there's definitely a lot of young guys behind him that have ability, and, they look up to that. So that's why he brings that value to that running back room.
But do you feel like you're a different offense with him out there in the, game and in a little over half a game that he has played for you guys?
In some ways, we're working to be balance in the run game and passing game, you know, daily. It's something we strive to be balanced, and I think he, you know, it contributes to that in a big way. But, yeah.
Do you still play basketball? I know you played basketball in high school. Are you still, you know, fairly active in basketball, or have you given that up completely?
I have given that up. When I signed my letter of intent, I made that promise to Coach Bull.
Okay.
I wouldn't play basketball anymore.
No pickup games or anything, huh?
Definitely not during the season, but, you know, I still do like to play.
What's your style of game?
I'd say I'm pretty balanced, too.
Yeah.
On both sides of the ball, and then I'd say, you know, scoring-wise, I feel like I can do it all, almost like a Kawhi Leonard.
I know you're a senior. I'm curious, though. You were recruited to an Ivy League school in Columbia, and I know this. You're at Wyoming, and I understand that. But why the decision to go to Wyoming? You know, it's I guess tough to turn down maybe potential Ivy League, right?
Yeah, they do have that value, you know, in their system. But I found value in the University of Wyoming in a lot of different ways. And you know, when I came on my visit, they told me that most importantly, I'm going to get a meaningful degree, and if I stay, I'll be a champion. I'll win a Mountain West championship. So that's been our goal as a program, and that's my goal individually. And, you know, we're still striving for that, but I'm very excited for what the future has in store for me.
Are you on pace to get your degree?
I am, in May.
In May? Okay. Is it still chemical engineering?
It is not. I'm business management now.
Business management. Well, you know, the chemical engineer, any degree to finish up as well is hard to do when you've got football and everything. You've been able to balance both of those. How have you been able to do that? Is that something, you know, time management, is that something that you really key in on?
Absolutely. I think University of Wyoming, that's another reason I came here. They have great academics support services that put me in position to succeed. And so I feel like every day, you know, they pound the time management piece into our heads because it's so big in life. And so that's really been what's helped me stay on track here at University of Wyoming, is just, you know, having my priorities and, you know, sacrificing things that are going to be distractions.
You mentioned, you know, winning a Mountain West championship and coming to Wyoming. That was something that you were told that's what you're striving for. You played for a Mountain West Conference title a couple of years ago. You opened up Mountain West play here, and it all begins. I mean, you got to beat Boise State. You got to win them all, basically, to do that. I mean, it all starts now. So how excited are you for this opportunity, you knowing that it all starts now? I mean, this is your last opportunity to try and win a conference title.
I'm very excited. And, you know, it doesn't always hit me until I'm a senior. But, you know, they say, like, take advantage of the now, live in the now, because, you know, time flies. And here I am, senior year, and, you know, time really does fly. But I'm very excited. I think we've got all the things in order to be Mountain West champions, and it's going to take one game at a time, one day at a time.
James, I was going to say, knowing what you know now about how football and college and school and all that took place, is there one thing that you could think of that you might change how you did something over these past 4 years?
I wouldn't change anything.
Yeah.
You know, I think, you know, I've learned a lot from my mistakes, and I've grown from them. And at the same time, I've had a lot of fun. And yeah, I think University of Wyoming was a great decision for me.
Did you watch Josh Allen's highlights at all?
I did, yep.
Well, what stuck out to you the most, the hurdle or just the poise he had against arguably the league's best defense?
Definitely the poise. You know, I've always known Josh Allen had that, and a lot of people, you know, didn't recognize that he had that. They just recognized his ability. But, you know, I know him as a leader and as a quarterback and someone that's willing to step up and make plays.
You also know how much people doubted him, maybe not on the inside in terms of local media and whatnot, but more people on the outside that didn't get a chance to see him play. How much do you think, and I might be saying this a little too harsh, but how much do you think he wants to stick it to the doubters?
Yeah, I think he's definitely got that mentality of working hard to prove his doubters wrong. It's always been, you know, him versus the world or him versus all his doubters. And so, you know, I think that mentality is huge, especially as a quarterback and as a rookie. So, you know, I'm very excited for what, you know, his future is.
Good stuff. James, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Good to see you. We'll see you on Saturday night. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.